This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey now.
Jeff just called this the greatest rock song of all time. I don't know if he meant it, but he said it. Jeff, do you mean that?
No, I'm in here trolling Heavy Metal Chris.
Oh, I imagine Heavy Metal Chris was deeply offended by that.
He said this is the worst song ever.
It's catchy. It's not rock.
I didn't say ever. It is bad.
So you might.
It's not Grateful Dead bad.
Take it easy, Chris.
What do you say?
He just took a shot at the dead. What is that band, Smash Mouth? You compared Smash Mouth to the Grateful Dead, Chris? Relax. While we're insulting things, let's keep it going. What do you think has been the worst or perhaps weirdest, most surprising move so far in free agency?
Daniel Jones going to Indianapolis? Yeah.
Exactly. I was going right there with you, B.
Why?
I'm just saying, like, dude signed a $42 million deal, and he goes to Minnesota. He's in that system. He watches how well O'Connell works. And then instead of going back to Minnesota, where I think he would have a better chance of becoming some semblance of a quarterback, he goes to Indianapolis.
So
for $14 million.
The big money deal was over when the Giants cut him. He signed a veteran minimum.
I understand it was over, but what I'm trying to say is I thought he could still probably get on somewhere, you know. That's how it happens for first-round quarterback. They always find a job.
Bro, I think two things. I think Minnesota is J.J. McCarthy's job, and that's why he got out.
So you think he'll go somewhere else and take the right job?
I think he's going to take the job in Indy. I think he takes Anthony Richardson's job.
We'll see.
And I think Indy, if you can play a decent quarterback, is a pretty good job.
So you're calling Daniel Jones a decent quarterback?
If he can play a decent quarterback.
Oh.
If you're any good, I think Indy's a good option. I don't know that Richardson or Jones are, but, I mean, Daniel Jones has a good season on the books. He didn't throw a lot. He ran a lot.
So he has a touchdown season on the books, okay? Or a running back season on the books.
He had a productive season.
Okay.
They won games. They won a playoff game. He had a productive season on the books. I think Indy has a good run game, has a good offensive line, has a good defense. I don't think that's a terrible place to land.
I'm not saying Indy is terrible. I'm saying Daniel's terrible. That's what I believe.
So you're surprised Indy signed him?
Yes.
When they say that, you think it's fake competition? Because they've said they want real competition for Richardson.
I mean, they got two quarterbacks. They're probably making less than $20 million, right, at this point, right? Richardson in his second year?
I think it's third. He was a top five pick.
They're over $2 million now. I mean, they're over $20 million now.
Yeah. I think Richardson, just by nature of being a top five pick, is probably making some decent money. I know there's a rookie deal, but still, you're top five. Richardson's on the books for 9.2.
Okay, 23 mil.
To me, the biggest surprise is Seattle. I understand wanting to get younger, but and I understand Geno probably didn't have as good of a season this past year as the year before. I think I trust Geno more than I trust Darnold.
Yeah. But I mean, let's be real though, Jay. You have a year, and as I say to you all the time, coaches think they can make everybody better. Okay? And
Geno is going to be 35 this fall.
I understand all that, but I saw the two games. Just like we say, Deami got paid off the playoffs. That's the reason why I wouldn't have paid Darnold. In the playoffs, he wilted. He just wilted.
I wouldn't have played him before those two games. I'm not buying Darnold.
He had some level of success throughout the regular season. Then all of a sudden, I guarantee you, somebody's going to put it on social media. It's going to be him going into the playoffs. And all you're going to hear is, I see ghosts. Because he said that, didn't he?
He said it.
He said he see ghosts. And I think he saw him in the damn playoffs because he wouldn't throw the ball to people. And he held on to it. So I'm shocked. You said it's a one-year $55 million deal. I don't know. I think they probably think he's going to be there for 2 years. He might walk away with $55 million for 2 years. That's the guarantee, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I haven't seen the updated numbers, but I mean, maybe he's actually getting 35.
It's 3 years, 100 point something per year, whatever it is. It's like 30-something a year.
55 is guaranteed.
Guaranteed 55.
So to me,
2 year deal.
It could be 40, and then there's 20 guaranteed for injury in the second, 15 guaranteed for injury in the second year.
Yeah, I was about to wonder where you're getting that 25 and 40.
I haven't seen the firm details, but I find it impossible to believe it. It's not going to be backloaded to the point where he's making, what would that be on the back end of that? 50 in year three?
It'd be 47 in year three.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, it's.
But that's what it is, because you know what? If it's 55 guaranteed, I can be done with you. And I don't have to pay you that 45 mil.
Now, sure.
If you happen to put two damn good years together, then I can see it. But they more than likely understand after 2 years, we can say bye-bye and don't owe him nothing else.
That's why I think they can say bye after one. Like, I think based where the quarterback market is, there is some money attached to that second year. But I'm guessing they can get out of it after a year. Yeah, that's why I bet it's 40 in the first year.
Yeah, but
just where the quarterback market
is. Give him $55 million 1 year?
People were talking about the franchise tag, which would have been 40. I'm not saying all of it is up front.
Yeah, it would have been 40, but I'm saying $55 million for him 1 year, nah.
I'm not saying one, but I bet whatever is guaranteed in the second year, if he goes back to the Darnold of the Jets or the Panthers,
he will.
They can eat it.
He will.
I look at Darnold, dude, and I look at Kevin O'Connell. I look at Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. I look at a good offensive line. I look at a good,
he doesn't have that in Seattle.
Yo, a good defense that had them leading most games. Mm-hmm.
He just lost.
That's a no for me, dog.
I mean, this one, with Trump's gone, he lost the receiver there.
They got rid of Metcalf. Now, they like Jackson Smith in Jigba.
I don't think they have the same level of talent in Seattle as they did in Minnesota.
No.
So, he is about to – what you saw late in the season is about to show up again.
I wonder if the Raiders couldn't be sneaky competitive with Geno. That division is loaded. Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos. Mm-hmm. The Geno trade was surprising to me. The DK trade – all right, so Pittsburgh now has Pickens and DK. Mm. And by all accounts, the Rodgers saga is going to come down to Pittsburgh or the Giants.
You already got two head cases. I wouldn't want the third one.
Pittsburgh's done it before, man. Tomlin has juggled some egos.
Yeah, but you got
I don't think Big Ben was a real walk in the park. You know what I mean?
He wasn't a walk in the park, but Big Ben played ball. Big Ben just did stuff off the field sometimes.
Sure.
He didn't worry about on the field, he was balling. He was all focused about football. Right now, you got a guy that you don't tell him what he's gonna wake up and think one day. Then you got one receiver who really doesn't care.
How do you think Pickens is going to handle, I think, going into the final year of his rookie deal where he is really making, because he wasn't a first rounder even. Pickens is slated to make $4 million this year. DK is slated to make 31. How's that going to sit in that room?
It's not. That's what I'm telling you. I don't want a volatile quarterback as well. And his volatility is different than others. He might just decide he don't want to show up today.
It's a whole lot of crazy. If they add Rodgers to that.
If they go out and have a great season and they end up with Rodgers, Mike Thomas should get Coach of the Year.
Mike Thomas should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Just saying.
That's a whole lot of crazy in one spot, man. And it's like one of the smaller markets in the NFL with really stable ownership. Mm-hmm. And they just keep – that's a hell of a direction there.
Mm.
I do think DK's crazy is limited to on-field competitiveness, kind of frustration, fist fight, a safety kind of competitive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His crazy. I think Rodgers and Pickens crazy has no bounds. I think they are going where no man has gone before, Star Trek style.
That point?
What Pittsburgh is trying to do, and I get you're chasing Baltimore and you're chasing Cincy just in your own division. That is difficult for me.
Yeah. That's how it is. So you got to face what you play.
What has Cleveland done? Just within that division.
Oh, they just traded away.
They
Dorian
got Kenny
Thompson.
Pickett.
They traded Dorian Thompson Robinson for Kenny Pickett. They did that.
And Big Luke.
They got Luke. They gave a lot of money to Garrett.
They did keep Myles Garrett because he wants to chase a Super Bowl in Cleveland. B.
Well, are they gonna have one there? They about to have the Super Bowl.
They're gonna host it. Maybe they build a dome stadium. If Myles Garrett is playing for Super Bowls with the Browns, I'm 6'2".
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.